A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 7. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Andrea, wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht es sehr gut. Und dir? Hast du dich ausgeruht?
Ich habe mich ausgeruht. Ja, danke.
Sehr schön.
Und unsere Zuhörer, wie geht es euch?
Ich hoffe gut.
Ich auch. We're back with another episode of this Coffee Break German magazine show. And this is the show where we're really focusing on culture and helping you develop your German vocabulary and experience German grammar in interesting contexts. And that's one of the things I'm enjoying most about this show. Obviously, I'm the learner here and I am learning along with you. And I feel that these texts are really helping me build my vocabulary. And each time I'm learning new preteritums and new expressions and seeing all the grammar that we've covered in previous episodes come into play here in natural German language. Best bit of it all is that it's all within the context of culture. And today we have another interesting cultural text. What are we talking about today, Andrea?
We are talking about the Bremer Stadtmusikanten.
So these are the Bremen town musicians.
Yes.
And we'll find out more about that just in a moment. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. So as usual, we are delighted to welcome Oliveira, and Oliveira is going to read our text.
Bühne frei für Oliveira.
Hallo alle zusammen. Heute geht's bei uns um Musik und Märchen. Also fangen wir an. Die Bremer Stadtmusikanten sind Charaktere eines Märchens der Gebrüder Grimm, die bis heute als das heimliche Wahrzeichen der Stadt Bremen gelten. Das Märchen selbst handelt von vier verstoßenen Tieren, die sich zusammen auf den Weg nach Bremen machen, um dort zusammen zu musizieren. Es fängt mit einem Esel an, der zu alt wird, um zu arbeiten und deshalb von seinem Herrn nicht mehr gefüttert wird. Also läuft er weg und macht sich auf dem Weg nach Bremen, um Stadtmusikant zu werden. Auf dem Weg trifft er einen Hund, eine Katze und zuletzt einen Hahn, denen es ähnlich geht, und überredet sie, sich ihm anzuschließen. Bevor sie aber Bremen erreichen, wird es Nacht und sie suchen nach einer Unterkunft. Sie finden eine Hütte, in der sie gerne übernachten wollen, die aber von Räubern besetzt ist. Um die Räuber zu verjagen, stellen sie sich alle aufeinander, der Hund auf den Esel, die Katze auf den Hund und der Hahn auf die Katze, und schreien alle gleichzeitig los. Das erschreckt die Räuber so sehr, dass sie aus der Hütte fliehen. Den Tieren gefällt es dort und sie entscheiden, dort zu bleiben, anstatt weiter nach Bremen zu reisen. Wieso hat diese Geschichte so eine große Bedeutung für Bremen, wenn die Tiere die Hansestadt Bremen im Nordwesten von Deutschland gar nicht erreichen? Bremen spielt im Märchen selbst vielmehr die Rolle eines Hoffnungsträgers, der die Tiere vereint und zu einer Gruppe macht, als die eines Schauplatzes. In der Idee, nach Bremen zu gehen, sehen alle Tiere eine Möglichkeit auf ein besseres Leben, weit weg von zu Hause, in guter Gesellschaft. Dazu kommt, dass der Name der Stadt im Titel enthalten ist und daher viele Menschen sofort Bremen mit der Geschichte verbinden. In der ganzen Stadt findet man heutzutage Skulpturen und Kunstwerke, die an die Bremer Stadtmusikanten erinnern, meist in ihrer ikonischen Aufstellung, der Reihe nach aufeinandergestellt. Das berühmteste davon steht am Rathaus. Die Bronzefigur zeigt die vier Tiere ebenso, vom Esel ganz unten bis hin zum Hahn auf der Spitze. Das ist aber noch nicht alles. Ob auf alten Wirtshausschildern oder als Holzfiguren, sie sind überall zu sehen und schmücken die Stadt. Auf der Webseite der Stadt Bremen findet man sogar eine Karte, die alle Skulpturen der Tiere anzeigt. Sie sind aber auch weit außerhalb der Grenzen Bremens oder Deutschlands vertreten. Sogar in Japan findet man eine Steinskulptur der Tiere in Osaka, und in Kawasaki sieht man sie ebenfalls in mehreren Formen. Und was ist mit euch? Seid ihr schon mal den Bremer Stadtmusikanten begegnet?
Well, Andrea, I don't think I've ever seen any statues in Scotland of the Bremer Stadtmusikanten, but what about in Switzerland?
The Bremer Stadtmusikanten are well known in Switzerland, and you would find pictures maybe at the children's event, etc., mm-hmm. etc. So I'm sure I've come across many pictures yep. of them, but I couldn't really tell you now, oh, there is a statue there or there.
Not to worry. Okay, let us go back through this text about these Bremen town musicians, because there's lots to talk about here, and again, lots of nice vocabulary. So mm-hmm. let's start with the beginning.
Okay. Die Bremer Stadtmusikanten sind Charaktere eines Märchens der Gebrüder Grimm.
Okay, am I right in thinking we've got a nice genitive here?
Yes, indeed. Eines Märchens.
So, of one of the fairy tales?
Yes. Der Gebrüder Grimm.
Of the brothers Grimm. So
yes.
We've actually got two genitives,
yes.
yeah?
Very nice, huh?
So, the Bremen town musicians mm-hmm. are characters of a fairy tale by the brothers Grimm.
Yes. What I find interesting here is that we say the Bremer Stadtmusikanten. So, when we have the something of a city, mm-hmm. then we have an ER ending.
Okay.
So if we look at, for example, Berlin, mm-hmm. then it would be die Berliner Küche.
Die Berliner Küche.
Yes.
So the cooking of Berlin.
Yes.
So
the cuisine.
The cuisine, yeah. Mm-hmm. What case is that then?
Well, you said the cooking or the cuisine of Berlin, but it is actually the Berliner cuisine. So it works as an adjective. So
okay.
It's not a case at all.
Right. So, but surely the adjective would change depending on what it's describing.
No. So it would be der Berliner Fluss.
Mm-hmm. The Berlin River.
Mm-hmm. Das Berliner Wetter.
The Berlin weather.
Mm-hmm. Oder die Berliner Küche.
Or the Berlin cooking. But if we were looking at another adjective,
mm-hmm.
Can you give us an example with little, for example?
Yeah. Der kleine Schuh.
Yeah.
Die kleine Jacke. Das kleine Kind.
So each of those are kleine.
Mm-hmm.
But what of the
mm-hmm.
plural?
Plural, no. Die kleinen Kinder.
So what if it's the plural Berlin?
Die Berliner Kinder.
So it stays as
yeah,
Berliner.
It stays, yeah.
Right. So Berliner always has the ER ending and Bremer always has the ER ending, even if it's plural.
Yes.
Could we do the same with, let's say, Glasgow?
Yeah. Glasgower.
Right. So if I'm talking about the Glasgow weather,
mm-hmm.
I can say das Glasgower Wetter.
Yeah.
Right.
It is difficult with, obviously, towns and cities in other languages mm-hmm. because they don't integrate so well in the German language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, if we look at Edinburgh,
yeah,
that is really tricky because Edinburgh Wetter.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit funny.
Yeah, so we struggle sometimes with certain place names because they just integrate so well
yeah.
into our grammar.
So could I say, for example, das Züricher Wetter?
I'm really glad you mentioned this because us Zürcher, yeah,
okay.
We don't like this so much. We are not, nothing is Züricher. We say Zürcher.
Zürcher.
So we omit the I.
Mm-hmm. Zürcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want to sound really good in German and you're talking to a Swiss person, you would talk about das Zürcher Wetter.
Yeah, genau.
Okay,
genau.
Good to know.
So I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Why is Bremer Stadtmusikanten, why is Bremer capitalized if it's an adjective?
Well, if it's an adjective, Yeah, it shouldn't have a capital letter. Mm-hmm. Is it because it's part of the title of the work?
Yes, this is okay. a fixed expression yep. That means something to us, and that's why it is capitalized.
Okay, so we've not even got past the first sentence.
Yes, I know.
There's so
I know.
Much in that already.
Okay.
Excellent.
So I'm going to read the first part of this sentence again, and yep. then we move on to the subordinate clause. Die Bremer Stadtmusikanten sind Charaktere eines Märchens der Gebrüder Grimm, die bis heute als das heimliche Wahrzeichen der Stadt Bremen gelten.
Okay, so the Bremen town musicians are characters of a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm, mm-hmm. which
bis heute
still today mm-hmm. As das heimliche Wahrzeichen. Wahrzeichen is a landmark.
Yes, site. A landmark or something that stands for this, that represents
oh, right.
this.
Okay, so they represent. Mm-hmm. And the heimliche?
Heimlich is secret. Oh. What we mean here is unofficial.
Right, so it's the unofficial symbol mm-hmm. yeah. of the city yeah. of Bremen.
Yeah.
And the gelten there?
Gelten are valid as or...
Right, are, so they're considered.
Yes, are considered is okay. good, yeah. Okay. Das Märchen selbst handelt von vier verstoßenen Tieren.
So the fairy tale itself mm-hmm. Deals with or mm-hmm. is about four something animals. Verstoßen.
Yeah. So if you are verstoßen, it means that the people you belong to, you no longer belong to them. They don't want you in their group anymore. So you're sent away from
so
them.
So you're an outcast?
Yes.
Okay, so four outcast animals.
Mm-hmm. Die sich zusammen auf den Weg nach Bremen machen.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Together on the way to Bremen meet?
Ja, so, also. Sich zusammen auf den Weg machen. So, auf den Weg machen mm-hmm. means to go on the way, to get
oh,
on the
to
way.
To make your way.
Ja, okay. okay. And they do this together.
Okay.
So, sich auf den Weg machen is a reflexive verb.
Mm-hmm.
And the zusammen just means that they go together.
So, it's about four outcast animals mm-hmm. who are making their way together mm-hmm. to Bremen.
Mm-hmm. And why? Um dort zusammen zu musizieren.
So, in order for there, mm-hmm. together, to musicify,
ja,
to perform
genau.
music.
I love the verb musizieren.
Musizieren, we don't have that in English.
Aha, so to make music.
To make music, I like it.
Es fängt mit einem Esel an, der zu alt wird, um zu arbeiten.
Right, so it begins mm-hmm. with a donkey?
Ja.
Okay. Who is too old mm-hmm. to work?
Yeah, so who became, turned too old, yeah, to work, yeah. Und deshalb von seinem Herrn nicht mehr gefüttert wird.
And therefore,
mm-hmm.
by his master, is no longer gefüttert.
Fed.
Ah, right, okay. Ah, so he's too old to work and therefore he's not being fed anymore by his master.
Genau.
So that's the donkey.
Mhm. Also läuft weg und macht sich auf den Weg nach Bremen.
So we've got this, macht sich mhm. auf den Weg again. Mhm. So he runs away.
Ja.
And he sets off towards Bremen.
Mhm. Um Stadtmusikant zu werden.
To become a musician of the city.
Yes. Auf dem Weg trifft einen Hund, eine Katze und zuletzt einen Hahn.
So, on the way, he meets a dog, a cat, and lastly a...
Kikeriki!
A chicken.
No, it's not a chicken.
A cockerel.
Yes.
Okay.
Denen es ähnlich geht. What is denen es ähnlich geht? This is a nice relative clause.
Well, the denen mm-hmm. is that dative
yes.
something or other mm-hmm. relative pronoun or something. So, to which,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, ähnlich.
Okay, so you say to me, ach, ich bin müde. Yeah. Und ich sage, oh, Mark, mir geht es ähnlich.
I'm the same.
Yes,
I'm
similar.
Similar.
I feel similarly.
Right,
I have a similar story or a similar issue.
So that's ähnlich, mm-hmm. E-Umlaut H-N, not endlich.
Nein, ähnlich.
Ähnlich, okay. So, to whom is also similar.
Yes.
I'm struggling here, yes. What this actually means.
Who have a similar issue. Yeah.
Ah, of course, right.
In English, whom, it so wouldn't work in the same structure.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he meets all these other animals mm-hmm. Who are in a similar situation.
Yes. Und überredet sie. I love überredet.
Well, reden is just speak. Yeah, so do you speak
überreden?
About something? Overspeak?
So ich überrede jemanden, etwas zu tun. I convince them
okay.
to do something.
I like that.
I love. Yes, yes, I love it.
So he convinces them mm-hmm. to...
Sich ihm anzuschließen. So sich jemandem anschließen mm-hmm. is to follow someone.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the zu in the separable verb is the part of the
is
infinitive.
The infinitive structure, yeah. Okay. So anschließen, you can really imagine this. It means that you close up to them and you become part of the group.
Okay.
Bevor sie aber Bremen erreichen, wird es Nacht und sie suchen nach einer Unterkunft.
Right, so before they reach Bremen, mm-hmm. it becomes night.
Yeah.
It gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
And they look for accommodation.
Ja, genau. Sie finden eine Hütte, in der sie gerne übernachten wollen.
So they find a hut mm-hmm. in which they really want to spend the night.
Die aber von Räubern besetzt ist.
But which is besetzt?
Occupied.
By Räubern.
Yeah.
What are Räubern?
Räuber are people who steal something.
Robbers, oh, for goodness sake. I could have worked that one out. Okay, so robbers. It's occupied by robbers.
Mm-hmm. Um die Räuber zu verjagen, stellen sie sich aufeinander.
Right, so jagen is the verb to hunt,
yeah.
isn't it?
Und verjagen?
Is to chase away.
Yes.
So in order to chase away the robbers... stellen sie sich alle aufeinander. Does that mean they stand on top of each
ja,
other?
Ja, genau. Okay. Der Hund auf den Esel.
The dog on the donkey.
Die Katze auf den Hund.
The cat on the dog.
Und der Hahn auf die Katze.
And the cockerel on top of the cat.
Und schreien alle gleichzeitig los.
And then they scream. Gleichzeitig. Is that at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they all scream simultaneously.
Yeah, so los means that they start. Okay.
Right.
It's always, los geht's,
los geht's, yeah? Uh-huh.
It always implies that there is a starting point.
Right, so they start screaming mm-hmm. All at the same time.
Genau. Das erschreckt die Räuber so sehr, dass sie aus der Hütte fliehen.
So does it scare the robbers so much?
Yes.
That they escape from the hut, they flee the hut.
Exactly. Den Tieren gefällt es dort und sie entscheiden, dort zu bleiben, anstatt weiter nach Bremen zu reisen.
Okay, so we're seeing a word that we saw in the last episode mm-hmm. there. Let's go back. Den Tieren. Mm-hmm. So that's not die Tieren. It's no. To the animals please it there.
Yeah.
So the animals like it there.
Mm-hmm.
And do they entscheiden to decide
yeah.
To stay there
mm-hmm.
anstatt instead
yeah.
of continuing on to travel to Bremen?
Yeah, genau, super.
Okay, good.
Wieso hat diese Geschichte so eine große Bedeutung für Bremen, wenn die Tiere die Hansestadt Bremen im Nordwesten von Deutschland gar nicht erreichen?
I was asking myself that very question.
I'm sure so. Oliveira will tell us.
So why has this story got so big a role to play for Bremen? Mm-hmm. Or why is it so significant mm-hmm. for Bremen?
Yes.
When the animals... now, the Hansestadt I've heard of, you can explain in a moment about that. Mm-hmm. When the animals... gar nicht erreichen, when they don't reach they don't even reach Bremen in northwest Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the Hansestadt?
A Hansestadt is a city or a town that was a member of the Hanseatic League. That was a trading organization in the Middle Ages.
Okay, so this was all across really northern Europe, including Germany and other cities around that area.
Yes, so they tended to have sea access.
Yeah. Okay, so cities, I believe, like Riga in mm-hmm. Latvia. Where else?
There is a Swedish town.
Is it Visby?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then obviously other German cities like Lübeck, Hamburg.
Yep. Okay. Yes. The other one that I remember reading about here was Gdansk, but mm-hmm. that's got a German name, hasn't it?
Yes, we call it Danzig.
Danzig. So Gdansk in Poland, mm-hmm. But Danzig in German. Good.
Exactly.
Okay, so the Hansestadt, a Hanseatic city. We're talking about Bremen here. Okay, so why does this story have such a great significance for Bremen?
Okay, I'll read on. Bremen spielt im Märchen selbst viel mehr die Rolle eines Hoffnungsträgers.
So Bremen plays in the fairy tale mm-hmm. Itself much more the role of a Hoffnungsträger. That's something about hope.
Yes, someone who carries hope
right.
or something that carries hope.
Okay, so a hope bringer or a hope bearer.
Exactly. So I continue.
Mm-hmm.
Der die Tiere vereint und zu einer Gruppe macht.
Vereinen.
Unite.
Unite. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, the der there,
mm-hmm.
is that the Hoffnungsträger?
Yes, exactly.
So, it's the bearer of hope
mm-hmm.
which unites the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And makes them into a group.
Yes. Als die eines Schauplatzes.
So
this is interesting here because you need to go back in the sentence.
Uh-huh.
So Bremen plays in the fairy tale itself much more the role of a hope bringer,
uh-huh.
Which unites the animals and turns them into a group. Than.
Okay, huh? than yeah? the location of the
yes.
action.
Yes.
Right, because I wasn't seeing where that else was going, but now I realize it's way back to the mayor.
Yes, exactly.
So Bremen plays the role much more of the hope bringer, which
uh-huh.
brings the animals together, than the role of location
yes.
for the,
yes.
the action.
Yes. In der Idee, nach Bremen zu gehen, sehen alle Tiere eine Möglichkeit auf ein besseres Leben.
Okay, so in the idea of going to Bremen,
mm-hmm.
all the animals see a possibility mm-hmm. of a better life.
Yes. Weit weg von zu Hause, in guter Gesellschaft.
So far away from home, in good Gesellschaft?
Company.
Company, of course. So company can be used both in the sort of the business form, Gesellschaft can
yeah.
be used for a company, but also the company that you have with other people, is that right?
Yeah, and society.
Society, yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
Dazu kommt, dass der Name der Stadt im Titel enthalten ist.
So dazu kommt, is this like a therefore?
It's again? On top of this, in addition to this.
In addition to this.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the town is featured in the title.
Yes. Und daher viele Menschen sofort Bremen mit der Geschichte verbinden.
And therefore,
mm-hmm.
many people
verbinden.
Connect
yeah.
the story with Bremen. The sofort is like immediately.
Yeah.
So people immediately connect the story with the town of Bremen.
Yes. In der ganzen Stadt findet man heutzutage Skulpturen und Kunstwerke, die an die Bremer Stadtmusikanten erinnern.
So in der ganzen Stadt, throughout the, mm-hmm. the city,
mm-hmm.
One finds today, nowadays, sculptures and artworks that remind you
yes.
of the Bremer Stadtmusikanten.
Meist in ihrer ikonischen Aufstellung.
The Aufstellung must be something to do with the standing.
Yes.
Their positions.
Yes.
Ah, is it, they're always in their iconic positions of the donkey, then the dog, then the cat, then the hen.
Yes.
Or the chicken, the
exactly.
cockerel.
Der Reihe nach aufeinandergestellt. What is der Reihe nach?
Der Reihe? I don't know.
So der Reihe nach means in an order that one follows the other.
Right.
So we say this to kids. We have, I don't know, chocolate. And we say, come on, kids, you can have chocolate. Aber der Reihe nach.
In line. Get in line. Right.
Okay. So not all throw themselves onto the chocolate, but we do a nice line review. And das berühmteste davon steht am Rathaus.
So the most famous one of them, being these sculptures and so on, stands in front of the town hall.
Yes. Die Bronzefigur zeigt die vier Tiere ebenso. Vom Esel ganz unten bis hin zum Hahn auf der Spitze.
So the bronze figures, I guess. Or is the figure the whole
thing?
Right. So the bronze sculpture shows the four animals in this way.
Yes.
From the donkey in the very bottom right up to the cockerel on the Spitze, on the top.
Yes.
Okay.
Das ist aber noch nicht alles.
That, however, is not all.
Ob auf alten Wirtshausschildern oder als Holzfiguren, sie sind überall zu sehen und schmücken die Stadt.
Right, so Holzfiguren are wooden figures.
Yes.
And I think you can see them everywhere, but there's this Wirtshausschildern. Schildern are shields of some kind, yeah?
Yeah, it's a sign. A shield is a sign. In this context, it's a sign. Und ein Wirtshaus?
Some kind of house, I guess.
It's an inn.
An inn, or like a tavern or something like that. So, right, so these are the signs outside the taverns and the inns, okay?
Yes.
So, whether it's on the signs outside the taverns or as wooden figures, they can be seen everywhere. And then...
Schmücken.
The only word that is coming to mind is dirty.
Ach nein, überhaupt nicht. Wirklich gar nicht. Du meinst Schmutz.
Schmutz, okay, right. So nein. Schmücken means...
Schmuck, so Schmuck is jewelry.
Yeah.
Und schmücken is to decorate.
Right, okay. Obviously, the completely opposite thing. So they decorate the town, they adorn the city.
Genau. Auf der Webseite der Stadt Bremen findet man sogar eine Karte, die alle Skulpturen der Tiere anzeigt.
So on the website of the of Bremen City, you can even even find a map of all the sculptures of or which shows all the sculptures of the animals.
Yes, so you can go sculpture hunting.
Yep.
Sie sind aber auch weit außerhalb der Grenzen Bremens oder Deutschlands vertreten.
Right, so again, another sentence that I kind of understand, but I don't know all the bits of it. They are also far beyond the borders of Bremen or even of Germany to be found or something like that.
Represented.
Ah, so vertreten, represented. Mm-hmm. So, but they're also represented far beyond the borders of Bremen or Germany.
Yes. Sogar in Japan findet man eine Steinskulptur der Tiere in Osaka.
So even in Japan, you can find a stone sculpture of the animals. In Osaka.
Ja. Und in Kawasaki sieht man sie ebenfalls in mehreren Formen.
And in Kawasaki, you can see them in different forms?
Yes, there must be several of these representations.
Okay.
Und was ist mit euch?
And what about you?
Seid ihr schon mal den Bremer Stadtmusikanten begegnet?
Right. Seid ihr schon mal begegnet. Mhm. What is begegnen?
Also jemandem begegnen ist to bump into someone.
Ah, right. Have you ever bumped into any of the Bremer Stadtmusikanten?
Genau.
Excellent. Well, as I said, I've not personally bumped into the Bremen Stadtmusikanten, the Bremen town musicians, but hopefully one day I will get to Bremen and meet them there.
You can go Stadtmusikanten hunting.
I can indeed. Okay, we'll leave it there for now. We'll be back in just a moment. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. It is time now to turn our attention to a Coffee Break German listener. And once again, we have a question, and a very interesting question here, this time from Nick. Over to you, Nick.
Hallo zusammen. Ich heiße Nick und ich komme aus Yorkshire in England. My question is about small words that German people seem to use a lot and seem to have different meanings depending on when they're used. Particularly the words I'm interested in is the word doch, words like halt or bei. They seem to be ones I'm finding really hard to get exact translations for. And as I say, depending on the context, it can be quite hard to understand what they mean. It would be really useful if you could explain those and give us some examples. Dankeschön, bis bald.
Thank you to you, Nick, for a very interesting question. Andrea, it is a tricky thing finding out how to use these words that really only native speakers know how to use.
Yes, it's really tricky. Very, very tricky. These words are called Gesprächspartikel. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any semantic meaning, but they are helping us to bridge thoughts mm-hmm. when we buy ourselves some time.
Which is something that all learners really need to do, let's face
yes.
it.
And they also give an indication on how to receive something that is said, okay. whether it's advice or an order or whether it's said in anger or not, etc.
Okay.
So I can make an example with doch, mm-hmm. which also Nick brought up.
Yep.
If I say to you, geh nach Hause, it would be an order.
Yeah, go home.
If I say, geh doch nach Hause, it is a suggestion, advice, well-meaning.
Right, but the inference is still there that I should go home.
Yes.
But you're softening it a little.
Yes. So, for example, maybe you're not feeling well.
Okay.
And then I say, ach, Marc, geh doch nach Hause.
Right.
Whereas if I say, Marc, geh nach Hause, then
no
you have to go. And yep. I'm probably a bit annoyed that you're still here.
Okay. Whoops.
Yes.
So that's doch. Is doch used in other situations or is it really just to use as a softener? There?
Yes, the doch we use regularly as a softener.
Mm-hmm. But doch does also mean something.
Yes, I love doch. doch is the opposite of no,
yep.
but it's not yes.
Yes, yeah. it's a great word, yeah.
It's amazing. So conversations can go nein, doch, nein,
yeah.
doch, nein, doch.
We don't have an equivalent of that.
No,
in English.
You don't. So if you say something in a negation that I disagree with, mm-hmm. then I would negate your negation by saying doch.
So it negates the negation.
Exactly. For
Let's
example.
An example will help.
There's a child. It might have been mine. and I say, eat your soup. And he says, nein. And I say, doch.
Yeah, so it's, yes, you will eat the soup.
Yes.
But we can't say that in English with one simple word. In French, we have si.
Yes, exactly.
The opposite of mm-hmm. me. In Swedish, we have you instead of ja. But in English, we don't have the
No,
the
you
word.
Don't.
So the richness of another language that we need these little words. However, we're not really speaking about doch in that sense. It was more as a Gesprächpartikel.
Yes. So we have others like ja. Mm-hmm. So we obviously know ja means yes. Mm-hmm. But we can put ja everywhere in a sentence. Zum Beispiel, heute ist ja schönes Wetter.
Yeah, so it's really to give reinforcement there.
Yes, it also reinforces my surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heute ist ja schönes Wetter. Heute ist schönes Wetter.
Yeah.
Heute ist ja schönes Wetter.
Ah, so it really is nice mm-hmm. weather today.
Exactly.
Didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. Or halt.
Yeah, that was one that Nick mentioned. I've never heard this before, I don't think.
So halt could mean halt, stopp.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I could also say, if we go to the weather and you say, oh, heute ist ja schlechtes Wetter. And you're really surprised at the fact that in Glasgow the weather is bad. And I reply, ja, ist halt Glasgow.
Of course, it is Glasgow after all. That
yes,
kind of
so
idea.
The halt suggests that I have to come to terms with the fact that something is not so good.
Right. Is after all a word that would fit, or am I taking that too far?
Yes, it's after all is maybe a bit stronger than halt.
Okay. So is this halt Glasgow? Is that how you
say it? Es ist halt Glasgow.
Yeah.
Or people say, ach, Gesprächspartikeln sind so schwierig. And I say, ja, ist halt Deutsch.
It's German after all.
Yeah.
Okay, I see this. Nick mentioned one other word, bei.
Bei? Is a preposition that has got nothing to do with the Gesprächspartikeln.
Okay.
Zum Beispiel, ich esse bei meiner Freundin.
Mm. At my friend's house.
Yeah, genau.
Okay. Well, Nick, I hope that helps you, and I hope that these answers will give you some Gesprächspartikel to use in your speech.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a question like Nick, then you can get in touch with us. You can leave us a voicemail by calling our voicemail numbers in the UK. That's 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347-474-6880. And in Australia, it's 08-7200-6880. Or simply head to coffeebreakquestions.com and you can leave the voicemail there. And we look forward to answering your questions in a future episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. We're back with another Sahnehäubchen, our cherry on the cake, the icing on the cake for this episode. And we're back once more with Oliveira.
Hallo zusammen. Hallo, Marc.
Hallo, Oliveira. Wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht's sehr gut heute. Dankeschön. Und dir?
Ja, sehr gut. Danke. Well, I'm looking forward to our long word of today. Can you tell us what it is?
Okay, are you ready? It's very long. Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Right, okay, let's hear it one more time.
Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Okay, we're going to first of all split this up and I'll try and say the whole word and then we'll talk about the meaning. So can we split this long compound word into its individual parts?
Okay, so let's start with Gleis. That's
Gleis.
The first part. It means train tracks.
Okay, Gleis.
And then Schotter is that kind of ballast or gravel that's between the tracks.
Right, okay. So, Gleisschotter.
Genau. And then the next part of it is Bettung, which means bedding or specifically that bedding of the train tracks.
Okay.
It comes from Bett, which we know from German it means bed.
Bed, yeah. So it's the bed of the gravel that's in between the train tracks.
Yes.
So, Gleisschotter Bettung.
Genau. And then Reinigung.
Reinigung.
Which means cleaning.
Okay.
It's a noun to say cleaning.
So far we've got Gleisschotterbettungsreinigung.
Genau. And then the last part is Maschine.
So Maschine. Right, so this is the machine that cleans the bed of gravel in between the railway tracks.
Ganz genau, super.
So it's Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Yeah, very close. You were missing one S.
Reinigungsmaschine.
Genau.
Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Genau.
Right, you say it once, let's leave a space for our listeners. In fact, what we'll do is split it up, each part, and then we'll let our listeners say the whole thing. So.
Sounds good. Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Okay, and now the whole thing?
Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Okay, Oliveira, we have the very important question now. Wie viele Buchstaben hat dieses Wort?
Dieses Wort hat 40 Buchstaben.
40. Okay, so let's think back to last time. How many letters did we have?
Last time we had 38.
38. Okay, so we've got 40 this time. You know your challenge.
My challenge is to find an even longer word for next week.
We look forward to it. Okay, wir freuen uns darauf.
Genau, ich mich auch.
Okay, we'll see you again next time then. Thank you very much. Vielen
Bis
Dank.
Bis bald.
So, Andrea, do you want to have a go?
Gleisschotterbettungsreinigungsmaschine.
Sehr gut, sehr gut. Have you come across that word on
no,
a regular?
No, I have to say Gleisschotter is not my area of expertise, but it is very self-explanatory, which
Absolutely.
Is the nice thing about these compound nouns.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, like any long word, even in English, I don't find myself talking about anti-disestablishmentarianism all the time, but you know, it's one of those words as a child you learn and you always learn to spell it and so on. Anyway, we'll leave it there for this week. Don't forget, of course, that you can access the bonus materials for this episode along with all the other episodes of the magazine, and that includes a transcript of every word of German that we've included in the episode, and also some exercises and some vocabulary lists. And you can find out about all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com, where you can access all our premium courses.
Okay, as ever, we would like to remind you that you can keep practicing your German by joining us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break German. We'll learn German on Twitter, and you can get some behind-the-scenes photos and language learning content throughout the week on the Coffee Break Languages account on Instagram.
We'll be back again next time with another episode of the magazine. We've been to Germany, we've been to Austria, we've been to Switzerland, but next time we've got a new German-speaking destination, one where I was earlier this year, and it's a beautiful place. Any ideas, Andrea?
Let me think. Is it some place near Switzerland?
It could be. We'll find out next time. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.